So, MEC for Human Settlement and Local Government, Lebogang Maile, has suspended Tshwane Mayor, not Tshwane Mayor, but the Tshwane Speaker, Katlego Matebe, and the Johannesburg Council, Councillor Vasco Dagama. Matebe has been suspended for 6 months without pay. Lebogang Maile, the MEC, joins us on the line now. MEC, good afternoon. Thanks for your time. Why have you suspended these councillors?
Afternoon, thanks for having me. We have suspended them because they've breached the code of conduct of councillors. They are ill-disciplined and they've also undermined our constitution and the laws that govern the running of our municipalities. Mm.
Does this have anything to do with the request that you had sent to the Speaker of Tshwane requesting for a meeting and she never availed herself for that?
No, it has to do with breaching the laws. Committing a misconduct. That's the minor issue, though it was important in helping us to understand what transpired and why the Speaker took the decision she took, and she missed an opportunity to also influence our decision and make us understand better. But that's not the reason. The reason is that the council meeting was disrupted ultimately, and the role that she played towards that disruption, based on the reports that we have received from the officials were there, and the late response we received from her yesterday when we expected it on Monday. But you'll also remember this is not for the first time. She did it in December. She responded she committed as well. So she's a second-time offender. And we think it's just deliberate on her part. And she's got total disregard for the laws of this country. And that's why we can't tolerate that.
What does this mean for Tshwane, the fact that the council is now without a speaker? What are the implications?
Well, the council is still there. Remember, council is not made by a speaker. It's made by councillors who are elected by electorates. She's just but one of the councillors. And she's just suspended for 6 months. In the interim, the council will be convened and the municipal manager will be able to convene the next council meeting, at which point the meeting will deliberate on whether to have an interim speaker whilst she's on leave. Mm. Well, not leave, suspension, but I'll call it special leave anyway. Mm. And then, or remove her, continue with that motion. So that will be the decision of the council. It can't be my decision. We were just concerned about your conduct as a councillor.
Mm. The DA says it's taking this decision you have taken to court. They argue that removing the speaker can be done without, you know, the council resolution. How are you reacting to their response this afternoon?
We have not removed any speaker. We have suspended the speaker who's a councillor. So before she's a speaker, she's a councillor. So we are, and there's the DA. I don't know whether they lack comprehension, they're desperate, or they're too desperate. For some reason, they always deliberately choose to misinterpret and understand the decisions we make. Firstly, they deliberately misinterpreted and miscommunicated subsequently our intervention on Section 139, Subsection 1. They said we did not consult the minister, the NCOP, and all that. But upon realizing that, no, in fact, we are not supposed to, despite the fact that we did anyway as courtesy, they then decided to keep quiet, and they had said that they were going to take us to court. They would have taken us to court then, and I think they must start there. But they realized we did not do anything wrong. Once again, they are misrepresenting facts deliberately, twisting them for their own political end, and creating an impression that we removed the speaker. We don't have that power to remove the speaker. The speaker is elected by council.
Yeah, and in fact, MEC, I just want to correct there something, because I'm looking at that statement again now that the DA sent out about an hour ago. And they also mentioned the code of conduct as contained in the Municipal Systems Act, Schedule 1, and invoked item 14.6. And they're saying that The MEC may suspend or remove a councillor from office, but this cannot be done without getting a council resolution. So it seems they're referring to a councillor and not particularly a speaker. But let's wait and see the matter go to court and see what the clarity will be on that front. I want to ask you quickly about
Swani. Yeah, and we want to respect, and we respect courts. Yeah. I must say this, that our firm view is that the final interpretation of the laws rest with the court, and we will be bound by any decision of the court on this matter. But we couldn't fold our arms and let the constitutional delinquents continue to ruin our council without any consequences.
Just quickly, the issue of Tswane being placed under administration, how far are you with that process?
We have never said we put into any under administration.
That was, are you not considering it?
No. Well, we don't want to run any municipality. We have our own problems in the province. I run a Department of Human Settlements with 1.2 million people who want houses in Gauteng. We are facing corruption there. The department has a disclaimer. So I will not have time to run municipalities. What we did was to intervene and invoke what is called Section 139, Subsection 1, meaning we must issue directives to the municipality, which is what we have done last week. And those directives are in line with the service delivery requirements of the people in the city of Tshwane. So the issue of administration is what was raised by the opposition and the media when we said we are intervening. And by the way, in terms of the Constitution, Section 154, we are required to provide support to municipalities, whether they are in trouble or not. So we are working in line with the prescripts of the law. And there's a lot of laws that previously the Department of Culture has not implemented in the province. So all we're doing is to implement all those laws to the latter and make sure that they function appropriate.
And you've given them those deadlines then to fix the city. What happens if the metro doesn't get to fix the city?
No, we don't want to believe that they won't. And that's why we don't want to think about it. That's why even these two councillors, we gave them the benefit of doubt. We never believed that they would behave the way they've behaved. But when the appropriate time comes and those things are not done, we will apply ourselves. So we don't have preconceived ideas of what we want to do. What we are concerned and obsessed with is good governance, service delivery, adherence to the constitution and the laws of the republic.
All right. Lebogang Maile, MEC of Human Settlements, and Cocta, thank you so much for your time. It's so bizarre because we spoke to the MEC on this show last year. There was a time that there was a briefing and he constantly said that, look, if Tshwane doesn't fix their service delivery issues, then his department and the provincial government may be forced to intervene and place that metro under administration. And the DA has been threatening legal action, obviously saying that, you know, the MEC is playing politics here. So let's wait and see how this issue is going to develop. The DA says it's going to court to challenge the suspensions of these councillors, both the former Johannesburg Council Speaker Vasco Dagama and the Tshwane Speaker Katleho Matebe.